Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Segment number two of Silver and Black today, an Odyssey original podcast covering your Las Vegas Raiders. Also, for those of you listening to us on 98.5 The Fan in Las Vegas and also 1140 The Bet, hello, Nevada. We appreciate you being with us. If you're listening to us on the radio and you don't subscribe on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find Silver and Black today. I am Scott Colbranson, your host, along with my co-host and partner, Mr. Mo Moten. He is a national NFL writer for Bleacher Report, also the Raiders columnist on sportsnot.com. Follow him on Twitter, M-O-E-M-O-T-O-N. That's Mo Moten. And I am at LV Gully, the show, SNB today. Okay, Mo. So, of course, as soon as the Derek Carr decision was made, now almost about 10 some days ago, was who's going to be the next quarterback? Well, we know Jarrett Stidham is in the middle of his two-game audition for some role with the Raiders or with perhaps another opportunity somewhere else if he doesn't stay with the Raiders because he will be a free agent after the season. But one of the names that keeps coming up, of course, is Tom Brady because of his familiarity with the system that Josh McDaniels, he was his offensive coordinator, or somebody probably would say that Tom Brady was the offensive coordinator and he dictated more. But either way, Tom Brady is having a year in Tampa. He started off poorly. Let's just face it. Coming off the Super Bowl win and all that jazz that they had a couple years ago, he struggled this year. Now, we talk about outside influences, things like that. Tom Brady went through a divorce right at the beginning of the year. We saw it was very public, very ugly. All those things happened. So maybe that was part of his struggle. He also has a Buccaneers team that has aged significantly, an older roster. Also beset by perhaps the most injuries of maybe five teams in the NFL this season, but yet they sit at 8-8 ready to make the playoffs and won the division. So you look at this team, you look at Tom Brady, a lot of people have written him off and saying he's dried up. I don't think that, but you look at Tom Brady, let's first start with where he's at 45 years old. Yes, he's not the 35-year-old Tom Brady or not even the 40-year-old Tom Brady, but Mo, give me an assessment of Tom Brady as a possible candidate. We'll talk about him getting to Vegas, but as far as a football player go, where is Tom Brady right now? How should people look at his skills, his ability at his age?
I want to talk directly to the Tom Brady as washed up people really quick. Just hear me out really quick now. You mentioned the injuries, and I get all teams have to deal with injuries. But one thing that I want to point out that doesn't get enough play or enough discussion is, let's remember, Bruce Arians is no longer there. I think Tom Brady misses the structure and the touch that Bruce Arians put on that offense because he has the same weapons. I know his offensive line has been banged up, but when you got two Pro Bowl wide receivers and a good supporting cast around that group, decent tight end play, you would figure Tom Brady would be able to move the ball with that offense. But when you watch the games, I've watched a lot of Buccaneers Tom Brady games, his time in sync with his receivers just look off. And I think you can attribute some of that to Bruce Arians no longer being there and him talking directly to or game planning directly with Byron Leftwich. That's Byron Leftwich, but Bruce Arians has been around the block so many times, and we all know how his offense looks when it's clicking, and it doesn't look like it has looked this year. Now, the other thing I want to say about Tom Brady is, yes, his statistical numbers show that he's having a down year. But if you plug him into the Vegas offense, now I know Vegas needs a couple offensive linemen, maybe three of them. They need a defense, so he will be leaving behind some things that he had in Tampa Bay. Yep. But he's got Darren Waller for now, assuming that the Raiders don't trade these guys. He has Darren Waller. He has Hunter Renfrow. He has arguably the best wide receiver the game would have in Devontae Adams. I think that would make Devontae Adams happy to knowing that a winner like Tom Brady is coming to Vegas. And I think Tom Brady would be happy knowing that he has those offensive playmakers. Now, even at 45, 46 years old, I think Tom Brady can still attract quality free agents to come to Vegas with him. So for the people saying, well, Vegas doesn't have a good defense, Vegas doesn't have a great offensive line, I think an offensive lineman or two would come to Vegas with Brady knowing that, okay, this team has a chance if Brady has protection. Because I will say one of the cons that I have against Brady is in this league today, you're not bringing in, immobile, but statue quarterbacks and seeing them succeed. The quarterbacks you see coming into the league now and succeeding can move. Tom Brady cannot do that. So if you're bringing in a Tom Brady, you better have a good offensive line because he's not moving. That's one thing. So if you're bringing Tom Brady, I would want to know that he can attract a couple of offensive linemen, maybe a defender or two, because the Raiders have over $34 million in cap space right now. So they can maneuver free agency if they bring in a Tom Brady, assuming that Derek Carr is off the roster. So it's not like, okay, we bring in Tom Brady, what do we do now? If guys still want to play with Tom Brady, who, by the way, is a winner, and if we all say he's having a down year, guess what? The Buccaneers are still in the playoffs. And by the way, I watched the Raiders blow. Right. I watched the Raiders blow 5 second-half double-digit leads. Yep. I watched Tom Brady bring his team back and win four games late in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
You cannot tell me that Josh McDaniels looks at that and says, well, if I'm on the hot seat or if I'm under some pressure to win in 2023, who else can you trust than the guy you've coached for about 13 years as a quarterback coach and an offensive coordinator other than Tom Brady?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you're right. I think a couple things. Number one, Mo and I are not sitting here making a campaign to get Tom Brady. We're talking about, because people jump to these conclusions. But I will say this, that where his skill set is now, I agree with you. Is he the 40-year-old Tom Brady? No, he's not. He's had a down year. And I think, you know, for all of you out there who I think have a good point about why Derek Carr struggled a little bit this season because of coaching, I think you're right. I'm not saying it was all Derek Carr. We've said that all along here, been very critical of Josh McDaniels at times. And the same can be said for Tom Brady. As great as he is, Byron Leftwich and that coaching staff, it's a whole different feel than what they had with Bruce Arians. And so there's a little bit of that. And then you add in the injury and everything on top of it, including the personal things at the beginning of the year, which would be distracting to the best athlete ever. So I look at that. But the key to your point, I think, Mo, where Tom Brady makes sense and why they could get the roster further along and win faster, not only because of his skill set, but because of that master recruiter role. You heard David Carr talk about Derek Carr recruiting Devontae Adams. When you look at Tom Brady, I know how fans feel because of their allegiances, but if you're an NFL player and you're a free agent and you're looking to go somewhere, you kind of want to be close to that guy because it tends to work out that wherever he goes, you have a pretty good chance of being in the Super Bowl or winning the Super Bowl. Okay. So if that's the case,
or at least getting you into
the playoffs at the very least. And then you toss in the Vegas thing and all that stuff. And it makes, and of course the Raiders, despite the fact that they've struggled for 25 years, it's still the Raiders brand. So to me, it's feasible. Now, here's the question I'll ask you before we move on and why I think the case for Tom Brady makes sense. Will it happen? I have no idea. I think there's a possibility. What the percentage is, no clue. 20, 30% at this point, who knows? If it was between Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, Mo, what would you do?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I would probably...
You're stumped.
That's a tough question because on one hand, you're going to have to pay a lot more for Aaron Rodgers. And
yes.
Then you won't have as much to spend on the supporting cast as you would with a Tom Brady. The other thing is Tom Brady knows Joshua Dean's system. I would probably go from a logistics standpoint, knowing that the Raiders have work to do in the secondary across their defense and the offensive line. I would probably go with Tom Brady because then you can get more with him as far as the supporting cast. If you get Aaron Rodgers, he's probably going to want his money. I believe he's on a $50+ million contract. So you're limited as far as your financial resources, which you can do. And we all know the Raiders need multiple defenders. They need multiple offensive linemen. Who knows what happens with Josh Jacobs, but they need pieces other than a quarterback.
Correct. And as we didn't mention it earlier on, but just so folks know, Tom Brady can walk away from the Buccaneers after this season scot-free. So he can go wherever he wants. Or he can stay there. So it depends what happens there too. I think the Buccaneers will try to keep him as much as they can. But as Mo said, Derek Carr could end up there. That might be a spot where he ends up. If you read Mo's latest column, where he talks about possible destinations, right? See, I'm plugging you, man. You got to love that, right?
That's what partnership is about.
That's right. But that's the case for Tom Brady. We'll see where it all goes. And we've got a lot more talking to do about this and other possible targets. Mo has mentioned in the past, Mac Jones knows the system as well as Jimmy Garoppolo, who's hurt way too often, but somebody else the Raiders could look at as well. We're going to take a quick break here in the second leg here of our show, Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey original podcast. Also heard on 98.5 The Fan and 1140 The Bet in Las Vegas. When we come back, we're going to move forward a little bit. We're going to talk about the game against the Chiefs down at Allegiant Stadium. Do the Raiders have a shot at this one? I think they do, and they can play spoiler. Isn't that nice against the hated Kansas City Chiefs? You're listening to Mo and Scott. This is Silver and Black Today. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.